Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Ease. Rob, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Hour number three. And if you like using debit rather than credit, should you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees whatsoever. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashback debit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Chris, we were talking about this before the game, right? Who are the big stars for the Texas Rangers in the 5-0 lead? Marcus Semien and Corey Seager has another home run, Chris. Two more RBIs. So he has three home runs.
5-0.
And they're up 5-0. Yeah. And, Garcia's not playing. But I'll tell you this real quick. I've been debating with Brian Kenny on MLB Network all year about the Texas Rangers spending $500 million on Marcus Semien and Corey Seager. And look who's coming up for them, Chris. This is why you give people big money, am I right? To come through when it matters.
I mean, we've seen a lot of guys get big money that don't pay off. But this is the reason. I mean, yeah. I got to give them credit.
Yep.
They're delivering.
That's why they're where they are. And if they hold on to this, they'll be 10-0 on the road, which is just ridiculous.
No, they're doing their thing. Up 5-0 without Adolis Garcia, who was playing great. Big time. Let's see if they can keep it.
And we got a good story for MLBBro.com. Marcus Semien, two-run triple. There you go. Because you need to know, Chris.
Trolling and rolling Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. But, Rob, the big story today, it really broke last night or early this morning, was James Harden being traded finally from Philadelphia to the L.A. Clippers. And we've talked about the trade from both teams' perspectives. I like it. I think both teams made out fairly well. You like it for the Clippers, not the Sixers. But you hate it for the NBA. So share your thoughts.
Yeah, I just think it's, as I said earlier, Chris, it's a mockery of the game. Four teams in 22 months, just uncharted territory. Yeah, and James Harden. And this is not being traded around, Chris, because you're just a piece, you know what I mean? And they're just trading you because you have a certain contract that fits to make trades, to facilitate trades. This is a star player who begs to go one place, wants out, goes there, then wants out again and wants out again. And it's a shame. It's a shame that Philly gave him exactly what he wanted, which was to go back home to the Clippers. And I'm telling you, Chris, I would have. I would be a spiteful owner if I was the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. And you better come and show up, and you better participate, and you better play up to our standards. If not, you'll be suspended with no pay. And I just would not allow him to do that, because basically the teams are held hostage. This player empowerment, Chris, I'm all for free agency. I am. Free agency is a right, that the players have. You play through your contract, Chris. Your deal is up, and then you can go wherever you want to go. You can. And I'm not saying that you can't ever ask out of a trade, out of a place, if a situation changes or something. I'm not saying that. But this is an abuse of this player empowerment.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, your suspension, I mean, obviously that makes all the sense in the world, right? Here's the problem. How in the world could you enforce that? Like, let's say you bring Harden back. First of all, he could be like, man, my back, I don't know. It's something, I got a tweet. You know what I mean? You could come up with an injury that nobody can disprove. So that's number one, and get your money. Number two,
yeah, but
I could go out there and play sluggishly. You know, bad. I mean, maybe it's not. I mean, we would know, obviously, he's not playing to the top of his ability.
Chris,
I can go out there. You can put a player out there. You can go out there. I could just pass the ball. I only shoot when I am wide open. Like, and that's hard to, like, again, you can say, man, I'm getting old. I'm just not what I used to be. You hope the player is professional enough to play as well as he can. I'm just saying, there are some things players have that they can do that you hope they don't do, and a person of high character wouldn't necessarily do.
Chris,
I just think keeping him away was better than bringing him in, because he would have messed up the vibe. And I think trading him for, you know, some decent assets and expiring contracts and all that, I mean, I think the owner probably did the right thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that if I was the owner. I would have made him live up to his campaign.
So what would you have done, though? I mean, other than the suspension, because I don't know that would have been able to.
Chris, I do have the right, or the coach says you're not hustling. I have the right to suspend you if you're not hustling.
I don't think that the Players Association wouldn't go for that.
Yes,
I just think in a collectively bargained situation.
Nah, you have that.
How you gonna tell me I'm not hustling?
Easily, coaches do it every day. You didn't hustle
But that's different. That's different. You say I'm not hustling. You put me on the bench, but then suspended me without pay.
If you're insubordinate,
you
I have the
that?
Right. No, I could, but you might appeal it, and it might not be if I give you a month and they just knock it down to 2 weeks, but I'm going to make you pay to make you be a part of the team. All I'm saying is the worst thing is James Harden again gets his way, and the owners have no, like, who's to stop anybody, Chris? James Harden is doing this. Anybody can do this now. This is all you have to do to continue to allow this to happen. I could send you home and pay you and say, sit out. You're not playing this year. How's that? Sit out.
I agree with that. That's what I would have done until
I'm saying you could do that too. Go home. Go away. I'm not sending you to L.A. You could miss this season. You could hurt your Hall of Fame candidate.
He's going to be a Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying you could hurt. Yeah, but there's a lot of people who might look at him and say he's the ultimate mob content.
Hall of Fame ain't worth anything if this dude ain't in it. I'm serious.
No,
he's too good. He's not a, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
But like, it's not just a numbers thing. There's also sportsmanship. There's all kinds of other things that go into it.
All the Hall of Fames that haven't lived up,
Chris,
to
that doesn't mean
sportsman.
That everybody is going to vote that way. Is all I'm saying is there will be some writers who hold it against them.
That's not right. His career has been Hall of Fame worthy. I don't like the quitting.
But he's damaged his Hall of Fame career by doing what he's done. That's a demerit. That's a demerit against
his
Hall of Fame
career. His ability to get to the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
How?
Easy, Chris.
Dennis Rodman didn't do it. And Dennis Rodman took off his shoes in the middle of a game and sat on the sideline.
Dennis Rodman did not force himself out of four. Nobody's ever done the behavior that James Harden has put to make the game a mockery. That's a strike against him.
He's not winning.
I'm not saying, Chris, it's not like he's won championships or he's got all these MVPs.
I don't think he's winning any, like, Rob, for the most part, we agree. I think it's ridiculous the way Harden has conducted himself. But what I'm saying is, and this is the one of the sad things in this whole thing. He's not winning. Like you say, I don't think he's damaged his chances of getting into the Hall of Fame, but he certainly damaged his reputation, his image. He's going to forever be known, while, yes, a great player, as the quote-unquote controversial James Harden, kind of like Kyrie will be viewed as the controversial Kyrie Irving. And other players, you know, Dennis Rodman was the controversial Dennis Rodman. That's always going to be with him. So you've damaged that. He has left tens of millions of dollars on the table simply by making bad decisions and not accepting extensions when he could have. And he's not winning. It likely won't win a championship this year.
You don't know.
So what,
Chris,
in the world?
He is winning.
Like,
he got his way.
But
he
his
got,
way is making him look bad in front of everybody.
No, he still
he
got his way.
He's winning,
he,
but he's
he got
not.
His way. He like, went exactly where he wanted to go.
This is like the 10th grader in high school who acts up in class and gets sent home and thinks, I'm winning. I didn't want to sit in class anyway. I didn't want to go to school anyway. I'm winning. No, you ain't winning. Because you're going to see down the line what this does to your life. And it's the same thing with James Harden. Obviously, he's not ruining his life, but he's messing up his legacy. He's messing up his reputation, his image. And like we said with Vinny, he may very well, Rob, it's a possibility he might not be in the league next year.
You believe
it's
that?
It's a possibility. I think it's possible.
No, I'm going to ask you just yes or
I
no.
I think it's possible.
Will he be in
I know,
the league?
Yeah, I'm telling you what I think. I'm not saying definitively because I don't know, but I'm saying it is very possible, just like Carmelo Anthony, who could still play, found himself out of the league prematurely, came back when he was humbled. Allen Iverson, Rob, found himself out of the league prematurely. It can happen because teams aren't with big money next over this in the summer aren't going to want to sign him. They're teams with young players that aren't, you know, they don't need a James Harden. The Clippers, that's probably his best chance of getting big money. But if it doesn't work out this season, they might not want him back. They might because he's from L.A. They might bring him back, but might not. And Rob, he might get offered $4 million. Russell Westbrook's playing for $3.8 million this year. That might be a type of contract James Harden gets offered. Is he willing to play for that?
Yeah, I think he'll be in the league next year. There's always somebody or some team. He's already been on four teams. Everybody keeps taking chances on him because he can play. And if he can't play this year, that would be different. But
nobody
as long as you have talent, it's such a small skilled. So few people could play at that level and play as well as those guys play. That's why they keep bending over backwards for him. And I should say this, it's now 10-0 Rangers, and Marcus Semien, Chris, hit a 3-run home run. He now has a triple, a home run, and 5 RBIs, and only in the third inning. It's 10-0.
Wow. Yeah, but with Harden, Rob, I don't think he's winning. Like, getting what he wants, I mean, kind of, sort of. I mean, he's, you know, it's looking bad for him. He's making himself look bad. I mean, your sentiment is correct, and you're not the only one feeling that way. So how's that winning? It's not like he's getting more money. It's not like the Clippers are about to give him, we'll see, but right now they're not giving him a long-term contract.
He's
not
going
to play. Like, his role is smaller. That's the crazy thing about this. In Philadelphia, he would have been the second guy. He would have been 22-10. And with the Clippers, he's not going to make the All-Star team, which bothered him last year. He's not going to make it this year. And he's going to be the third freaking option. Like, how is he winning? Because he got his way? Well, guess what? You won it the wrong way. Now, if they win a championship and He gets a long-term deal? Okay. But, you know, I agree. It's untoward the way he's forced himself out of these places. But I'm not going to, I don't think, you know, I don't even know, like, I don't even look at this as like player empowerment, like what Anthony Davis did, or this is different. This is a guy that is searching, doesn't know what he wants. Unfortunately, he's not happy seemingly anywhere, messing with his legacy. You can't let the mistakes and character flaws of one guy paint even some of these players, because none of these, no other players are doing this type of madness. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is James Harden winning or losing by making all these moves? Your thoughts, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on James Harden getting his way or not.
All right, Raphael in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What up, Cavs? The greatest sports talk duo ever.
Hey, thank you, man. Harden, thank you.
He got his way, and of course, from a personal sense. He got to go back home to L.A., and, of course, you know, he can hit up the club. There's more of them in L.A. than up in Philly or Brooklyn. For him, on a greater sense, I think he loses because I think his antics over the past 7 years and or so, you know, on the court, forcing his way out and being indifferent with teammates and things like that, I think it is going to cost him a first ballot Hall of Fame induction. Wow. I do believe that. And he's going to get in the Hall, but it's going to be akin to like T.O. in the NFL, where T.O. didn't get on in on the first, what, three chances, I think it was, maybe? But and another thing, fellas, real quick about Harden. And I think, Rob, you alluded to it earlier when you like these players and, you know, getting their way and forcing their way out. This wouldn't have took place back in the era of Bill Russell, Wes Unseld, Robert Parrish, Charles Oakley, Maurice Lucas, Terry Cummings, Patrick Ewing, you know, cats like that. They wouldn't have put up Rick Mahorn and the rest. They wouldn't have put up with a cat like player like Harden on their team. And he wouldn't have been able to get away with none of that crap, in my opinion, with players like that. I'm not saying there aren't men and rough dudes, you know, in the NBA now, but you just got a lot of kids, younger players with a type of mentality like, look, I got my bags of cash.
Yep.
I got my
They got generational wealth.
Right, yeah.
So they don't have to keep working. You could do whatever you want and you want your way. I agree with that. When you have money like that, you can call more of your shots. Whereas those guys, even Chris, the money they were making, which was big for the average Joe, you know, Michael Jordan was making $3 million most of his career. You know, like that's how much he made.
No, the money they're making now, I mean, obviously, like you said, it was a lot back then.
It was
too,
before, but for the average Joe, it was. But this is
generational.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Like you're set up for, I mean, way beyond life. You know, it is different.
There's guys used to have jobs that played in the major leagues.
Back.
No, I'm
yeah,
just
we're
saying.
Not talking about the
80s,
no. 90s,
but I'm just saying. But that's the progression, Chris. Is they were pro players, but they had jobs, and then the other guys weren't making Jordan, and I don't think Isaiah Thomas ever made more than $3 million a year, Chris.
Well, Magic once told me. I think Magic might have made about 40. Million, total? Something like that. But he once told me, you know, and he's worth almost $1 billion. But he said, man, I didn't make nothing playing basketball, you know, relatively speaking. He made all his money in business, you know. So, Rob G., what are your thoughts on this Harden situation?
As far as his long-term legacy or just the trade itself?
I think, I get with some players, I think that can have an impact. T.O. was one, obviously, but that's a different sport. I think Harden has been way too good for him to be anything.
I'm just saying, there will be some
like Allen Iverson, Rob. Allen Iverson, we know he had his issues in Philly, the whole, you know, practice thing. And then when he went to Detroit, as you know, you were there. It didn't work out well. And in Memphis, it was. I think he got cut in Memphis, if I remember correctly.
James Harden's act is a mockery of the game. I get what you're saying, but I do believe, Rob G., where are you? I just think that there'll be some people, and in the Basketball Hall of Fame, it's not just writers like the baseball. I think it's just a group of former players or whatever. There are people going to frown upon how he's acted. And again, he hasn't won anything. Say he doesn't win, it's another thing to hold against him.
Like, but
yeah,
he's
you
still,
were great.
And he's
but
gotten you, deep in playoffs. Like, it's not like he's hadn't had any playoff success. He just hasn't won a championship.
Yeah, so I think given his resume and given the precedence with regards to the Basketball Hall of Fame where everybody gets in, right, James Harden should be one of those first ballot type guys just based on his resume. But to Rob's point, we've seen this now with every major sport now. There are writers especially who have a holier-than-thou attitude towards the sport that they love and they've covered for 35-plus years and yada, 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 that are going to hold James Harden's trade demand history against him in the same way as you guys mentioned it. Kyrie Irving's going from team to team, blowing it up. That's going to be holding out against him.
Kyrie didn't make the top 75.
I know, but those things are going to be held against him.
But that's the thing too, Rob. Harden made the top 75. He had forced his way out of, what, two places at that point?
Yeah, but not four. I'm asking you about Kyrie not being in the top 75. That's where – what has he not done as a player?
It's arguable. I mean, is he better than Lillard? You know, Kyrie –
Kyrie had one of the biggest shots in the NBA.
Right, but this one shot. I mean, he's a great player. I think I hold Kyrie in higher regard than a lot of media. You know, I think he's clearly
a first ballot. I think he's top 75, Chris, despite,
I don't know that he's
going to
be first
ballot.
I don't know that he's going to be first ballot. And the thing is, Kyrie hasn't won a darn thing without LeBron. Like, and I don't mean a championship. I just mean
but
he made Boston worse.
But Harden hasn't won a thing. I mean,
yeah,
he's led. But he's shrunk in the playoffs, though.
But he's also had big playoff games too. If you look at his games, yeah, he's had some bad ones, no doubt. I'm not going to try to defend that. But he's also had some good ones, and he has led teams to conference finals several times. And so I can't imagine he won't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I just think that's where you have to, as a writer, you have to look at this guy's body of work. I mean, if we want to get into judging guys' character and all that, and I know that may be said as a reason, you know, as something to take into account. But, I mean, come on. We can look – how many guys can we look at – and this isn't just athletes. This could be politicians. It could be CEOs, business people. But if you really dig into somebody's character – you can find a lot that we don't like. So,
Chris, T.O. never did anything to hurt anybody.
Should T.O. have been first ballot?
No, yes, he should have.
Okay, I agree. So I'm saying
that it's possible because T.O. But when you look at T.O. and Harden,
no,
T.O. didn't do anything. I mean, what did he do? He never got in trouble. He did the pom-poms.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Really
like, what did
trouble.
He do?
I mean, he goes to strip clubs. But
he played with
he
an
really
injury
in
the Super Bowl. He had a great game in that Super Bowl. I don't know what he did. He danced on the star.
He's one of the best, arguably one of the best five receivers ever.
I've ever
it's
seen.
It's ridiculous that he wasn't as a first ballot. If you were voting, would you vote for Harden first ballot?
I'd have a hard time. I really would, Chris. I don't think I would.
I'm shocked at that.
I think he's made he's made a mockery of the game, and I think that counts for something. Like there's a respect level you have to have for the game. He has embarrassed himself. He doesn't have respect for the NBA.
He has been embarrassed himself by exhibiting poor character, but I mockery of the game. I don't agree with that. All right, Martin Weiss is in for trolling or rolling. Martin, let's get it popping.
We got an update first.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right, trolling or rolling, and I'm Martin Weiss. I'll break it down for you real quick, just in case this is the first time you've ever been so lucky to hear this illustrious segment on The Odd Couple. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, then hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, they'll troll.
Oh, man. Hey.
To start out, Kirk Cousins was playing some of the best ball of his career before he tore his Achilles. The Minnesota Vikings just beat the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. And also, as a result of Kirk Cousins tearing his Achilles, the Vikings traded for Josh Dobbs, Chris Broussard. Trolling or rolling, Minnesota's season is now over.
I'm trolling that. Oh, man. Hey. Look, they actually could make the playoffs. There's going to be a bad team or a team with a bad record that gets in that seventh spot. I think you got Dallas, Philly, Detroit. Somebody's going to win the NFC South. And then San Francisco and Seattle. I think that's, six? And then Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa. Like, they have a shot. Joshua Dobbs is a solid backup-type quarterback. Like, he's going to go in there and play okay. And obviously, they've got decent talent elsewhere. And that defense has been really improved under Brian Flores. So, I'm not saying they definitely going to make the playoffs, but they're going to fight for it, and they have a shot.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
The season's over. Good luck with Joshua Dobbs and all that. I mean, in order to even be where they were, Kirk Cousins had to play fantastic. They're missing their best receiver. I just think, you know, they got a couple of wins against some teams that aren't that great, but I just don't expect them to play well
enough. San Francisco?
Well, that was a good one. Well, what was the other one that they just won? Green Bay has lost four in a row. They're not good. So I guess the last one. So I'm not buying the Vikings.
A couple pro on a rolling Fox Sports Radio. Colorado apparently lost more than just the game on Saturday against UCLA. Reports say that Colorado's locker room was broken into. Several players had jewelry stolen. Well, Coach Prime says, quote, all that stuff should be replaced. This is the Rose Bowl. They say the granddaddy of them all, right? I'm sure granddaddy has some money. Grandpa should have some money to give these kids, as reported by The Athletic. Chris Broussard. Trolling or rolling, the Rose Bowl owe these kids some money.
I'm a roll with
you. They see me rolling.
You can't, I mean, so when teams go there to play, their locker rooms have got to be protected. Period. There is absolutely no excuse for you not to have security that protects their goods. Period. So, no, they deserve something for sure.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
When you have expensive jewelry, you are supposed to take out insurance along with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance, Chris, and that will cover anything that you have in your home that you take outside of the home. And if it gets missing or stolen, even outside the home, it's covered. So if you have an expensive necklace or whatever, you should make sure that it's insured. I bet you there's a sign up in the locker room that says that they can't, like anywhere else, you go to a gym, anywhere, that they can't, you know, they're not liable for break-ins or nah, I just
why
think
can't
that
they?
That's... What do you mean, why can't they? Because it happens all the time. It happens all the
there.
Places.
I mean,
it doesn't matter. You can have an inside job
there.
With cops. That's why you get insurance, is my point. You need insurance.
Trolling and rolling on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Many people, including Martin Weiss, were curious how Chris Paul would gel with the Warriors, especially considering they traded Jordan Poole in a glorified salary dump. Well, Golden State's 3-1 so far, and are fresh off scoring 130 points in New Orleans last night. And Steph, I agree, Chris, that was an offensive foul. But trolling or rolling, Chris, Golden State's chemistry is back in place.
Oh, I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
The chemistry's fantastic, and they've been fantastic. I mean, they look good. And, you know, Jonathan Kuminga's coming around, so add into their depth. Obviously, getting Draymond back was very helpful. Steph is playing as well as ever. And Chris Paul is fit well. Andrew Wiggins isn't even playing good yet. So let him start balling. And, you know, the chemistry is there for sure.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's early. Hey. We'll see how it plays out as the season goes on. But whenever you get off to a good start, you're going to say, oh, yeah, this is great, it's working. And the same thing, if they got off to a bad start, you would say, well, it's going to take time for the chemistry to build. We'll see. I'm not convinced that Chris Paul was the missing piece to get them to where they want to go.
All right. Yep. Thank you, Martin Weiss. That was Trolling on the
Radio
Show,
great Martin.
Stuff, brother.
That's right. Every Saturday, 8 to 11 Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific, you can hear me, myself, Martin Weiss, and the big vanilla funny, VJ Husky, who dressed as Fred Flintstone last Saturday. How about that?
Now, that fits, though,
don't
it?
That. That
I
does
can see
fit.
That.
Were you
so
Barney?
So were you Barney Rubble, or who were you?
No.
You're the small one, so yeah, I guess you were Barney.
No, I wasn't no Barney. I came as Coach Prime. So I had my glasses. I have my Colorado shirt, my white cowboy hat, and I have my darn theme music.
All right. I can rock with that.
Very
all right,
nice.
That's our man, Martin Rice. Great stuff, brother. Happy Halloween.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Progressive is making things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, New York Knicks dismantling the Cleveland Cavaliers, 106-88.
They own them. I mean, this goes back to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, and the Cavs are off to a slow start. They're going to be 1-3 after tonight. They don't have Darius Garland, so he's injured right now.
But still at home, they shouldn't be this bad. I mean,
this is a bad start for them. And then, of course, Wembanyama tonight, the San Antonio Spurs take on the who they playing tonight, the Phoenix Suns,
right?
So that'll be interesting. Bradley Beal and Devin Booker still out. At some point,
and Beal, no timetable, that's crazy.
Beal might get concerning. He's had injury issues lately, last few years. I mean, Booker, we know it's a toe, he'll be back at some point, but to have a chance, Rob, to win the West, I think they're going to need all three of those guys. And the Clippers just got stronger.
Right. You know, no, that's a big blow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Rob G, let's talk. You know, Rob, NFL's trade deadline was today. A little bit of noise, not a ton, but a little bit.
But the teams that they needed to make trades didn't do anything.
That's right, guys. The biggest name of the day, they got moved, of course, defensive end Chase Young dealt from the Commanders to the Niners to reunite with his college buddy Nick Bosa. Also leaving D.C., Montez Sweat, the other defensive end. So there's the full teardown mode in Washington. But as you mentioned, Rob, the big story, or the bigger story actually, is the moves that weren't made. You know, you had Davante Adams' visible sideline outburst, was not involved in any trades. Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, any number of your favorite big-time players are all staying put. It doesn't mean they're going to stay long put for next season. It just means that for this season, for whatever reason, these teams decided to not make any trades.
Yeah, I thought, look, Dallas, and they have a good roster. There's no question about it. They have one of the top rosters and teams in the league. But as much as Jerry Jones wants a Super Bowl, and I don't question that, I don't know why, and maybe Tennessee just wasn't going to trade him. But I would have been going hardcore after Derrick Henry, because I think that would be the type of move. Now, I have a problem with their culture, and I think that that hurts them when it comes to winning. But if they could bring in a Derrick Henry, Rob, to bolster that run game, I mean, he would be a monster in Dallas. With that offensive line, like in Tennessee, he's doing all the damage he's done when they don't have a very good quarterback, when you know they're not going to throw the ball around the yard, and you got stacked boxes night in, play out. And if you put him in Dallas, where they are a threat to throw, where they have a top offensive line, I mean, it would have been crazy. And I just – sometimes Jerry Jones, as much as he wants a Super Bowl – I don't know why he wouldn't have aggressively gone after a guy like that and made it an offer that Tennessee couldn't refuse.
What about Josh Jacobs? I mean, they're not giving him a contract, Chris, right? Franchise tag. Why didn't the Raiders move him, and why didn't Baltimore come strong for him or somebody?
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore's run game, even though they don't have, you know, J.K. Dobbins got hurt, they don't have big name backs.
But I'm just saying, Jacobs led the league a year ago.
I don't think he's like a Derrick Henry. He would have made him better. There's no doubt. He would have been there. He's better than J.K. Dobbins. Like,
right.
He would have been a great back for them, as would have Henry, of course. But yeah, Jacobs made a lot of sense for Baltimore. You know, look, I'm not saying Baltimore and Dallas don't have a shot. They obviously have a shot.
No, no, no. But if players available,
right?
That's all we're saying is that why wouldn't you look into it? And even if you don't wind up signing them long term or whatever it is, but you're trying to win a Super Bowl.
We talked about it. Like, some of these teams get close, Rob, and then to go over the top, they don't make that move. Like, being close isn't good enough. We talk about, yeah, it's nice to be close. You want a 7-5, 7-year stretch where you're always in the mix. But you want to pay off on one of those nights.
Well, and
or one of those years, I should say.
100%. You know? And, Chris, we can look at the Rangers, okay? They went in big. They went and got Jacob DeGrom right this year. It was a risk. It didn't work out. They still went out and got Max Scherzer, right, from the Mets when he was available. And he's off the roster. He's got a back issue, okay? And they're still on the cusp of winning. They won. If they win tonight, obviously, they one went away from doing what they wanted to do. But they didn't go, well, you know, we're not going to go anymore. We already tried Jacob DeGrom. He got hurt. They didn't do it. That's what I'm saying, right?
No,
they have a
right.
chance to win.
You're right. They pushed for it good. When you have a chance, these chances, I mean, heck, these franchises know it.
The Rangers have never won a World Series. And you don't know if it's going to be, Chris, after they win this year, if it's going to be another 40 years.
Yep.
You have no idea.
Absolutely. I mean, the Cowboys has been 28 years.
Right. Think about that.
Like,
who would have thought back
all
then?
In. Oh, we never, Rob, if you had said that in the 90s.
That they wouldn't be in the NFC Championship game for almost 30 years, three decades, you wouldn't believe it.
That would have been unfathomable. I mean, they were and still are one of the flagship franchises, but now they're only a flagship franchise because of Jerry Jones. And as much as I'm critical of the culture he's created there, he has been good for business, you know, because he keeps them in the news.
Well, the marketing and all that stuff.
Yep, exactly.
But the winning.
I never would have thought, Rob, that franchise wouldn't have gotten it together. There's no way. Because they were so – I mean, you think about the image. I don't want to go way back because obviously some of our readers or listeners don't even remember him. But the image of Tom Landry that he projected was so different from what it is now, you know. And the team was still flashy, right? They had a lot of flashy players back then. But they were, you know, more professional. At least that was their image back then. But, Rob, I just think when you get close, you've got to go for it. You got to do – if you're able, you've got to do whatever you can.
Try to win at all costs.
Yes.
And you know what? That's what the Clippers decided, that they're close and they needed to do something and Harden's going to come. And that's it. Chris, it might not work out. They're moving to the new building. He might not be with them, but they were going to give it a shot.
Yeah, I think Ballmer's saying, look, we went for Kawhi and Paul George and haven't won anything. So let's go for it. You know what I mean? Let's take one last swing. All right, keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Fire's on the way.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.